ever.
Aaron, what? Yeah, Daniel Blair. Yeah, I had his credential. Mine wasn't ready, and then I just saw his in the pile, and took it, man. Because you're like, my credential will never get ready, right? So you know how, So.
If it ain't ready now, it ain't gonna be ready.
I don't know, man. Chorten Motos, hot as balls. Probably not much fun for you out there.
Dude, it was not fun. I mean, the first moto, I take that back. The first moto was pretty fun. I unfortunately went down, and then I found a flow. Me and Kenny were charging through the pack, and I didn't really know what position I was in.
Did you go down with Dunge and Mookie and Ken? Okay,
Yeah. Me and Jason were kind of the lone soldiers, just stuck right there. We didn't have anywhere to go. So, I found a flow, and I was jumping bumps, and I was having fun. And then, dude, that second moto was dumb. Like, I did not have any fun in that one.
It looked like you sort of just rode around. I think you got eighth. Did you get eighth? Seventh?
Seven.
It looked like you just rode by yourself, basically.
I did, pretty much. Like, I got past. I knew that Benny beat me in the first one, and he got sixth, and I got seventh. So I knew I had to beat him if I wanted to beat him in the overall. So I passed him, and then I was going for Barsha, and, dude, I was, like, getting, like, stomach acid in my throat. And I was like, dude, probably back it down. Like, this is the last one of the season. Like, don't want to kill myself right now. But, yeah, I just kind of backed it down and monitored where Benny was and just kind of rode it out.
Did you notice the extra five cut from the motos? I mean, not that you wanted them back, but did you notice it? Like, oh, it just went quicker?
The first one, yeah. The first one.
You were riding well.
Yeah, I was riding good. And then second one, dude, it felt like 35 minutes. Dude, it was not fun. Right. I was not having a good time.
This is not an AP track. This is not an AP track.
No.
Hey, we were talking about you this week on one of my shows, and I was just like, your podiums, your even the high point ride before you pulled out, it's there. You can do it.
Yeah.
And then other weekends, I'm not even counting this one because this place sucks.
Yeah.
Other weekends, you're like, you know, 7, 8, 8, 9, whatever.
Yeah.
What do we got to do? What's the difference? Is with you, I was speculating, like, maybe you just wake up in a good mood because you're going to Ironman or you're going to Southwick and you're just in a better mental mood. I don't know because you're – I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that, but I don't know. Like, I think I've figured out this bike likes tracks, and like some of them it'll really, really like, and then the other ones not so much. Like, I feel like it handles softer bumps and softer ruts well, to where the harder pack, square edge bumps, it doesn't really like those as much. But definitely last weekend I was in a good mood.
Yeah.
Felt really good. My body felt good.
I heard you were out of hand at the podium.
Yeah. I was having a good time. But it was good. Like, I enjoyed it so much, and I freaking took down.
You got a podium in Oakland. Three podiums outdoors. Two podiums outdoors and a moto. Was it a good year? Was it a new year, new team? You got injury in the middle there. But was it a good year for you?
I think so. Overall, like, if I'm looking back at it, like, you know, last year didn't finish the season. So at least I finished the outdoors this year. And even though I got hurt in the middle. But, I think overall we got one podium in Supercross, two podiums in outdoors. I couldn't ask for more.
Right. So you're okay with it, yeah?
Yeah, I think I'm all right with it.
Maybe learn some things on the motorcycle.
Yeah, definitely. I think we learned a lot, and we're going to continue to learn. And I think it really hasn't shown its potential just yet. But I think we're going to crush it next year.
Cool. Thanks, AP.
Yes, sir. Thank you.